We, like we do most days, didn't know what we wanted to do for dinner. And Over the Moon Cafe is one of my favorite places in Tacoma. So we decided, let's go have a nice dinner on a random weeknight, I think it was. We went to the restaurant. We ordered a really nice meal. And it was the first time Christian had actually been to the restaurant with me, knowing full well that there were these letters in these boxes at all the tables.
Hey, I'm Gabriel Spitzer. This is Sound Effect, and this is my colleague, Kari Ploeg. This is a story about her and about her hometown, Tacoma.
Over the Moon Cafe is this tiny little intimate place in Tacoma. It's an opera alley, dimmed lights, very romantic feel. They've got cushy armchairs, and it feels very cozy when you walk in. And each of the tables has these little wooden boxes filled with handwritten notes from people who have dined there over the years. A lot of them are either unsigned or they're signed with initials, and they can range from really lighthearted and fun to really serious and deep and vulnerable. So we were just having a nice meal, had a couple drinks, and decided that it might be kind of fun to write our own notes to each other. Christian told me that I wasn't allowed to look at his letter yet. And I asked him if I was ever going to get to read it, and he told me maybe. and took a picture with his phone, and then he put it in the box, and that was it. So naturally, I was really curious about what it said. I think I pestered him about it for quite a while after that. So about 2 weeks goes by, and we were going on a whale watching trip. It was a gift that he had given me from Christmas, and we went out on the water, and right as the captain was about to turn the boat around after a few hours, he got word that there were a couple of transient whales out within reach. So we gunned it and we made it there. And right as the whales were coming up for air behind us, my then boyfriend turned around and said, "Hey, babe, will you marry me?" And I was completely shocked. I had no idea this was going to happen. I thought my heart might explode in that moment. It was just a little bit much for one day. And we, of course, had a long trip back to shore. So we were on the boat for a couple hours, no cell service. So I couldn't call anybody or tell anybody. And then when we got back to Friday Harbor, we were waiting for the ferry to go back to our hotel in Anacortes. And my phone pinged, and I looked down at it, and it was a picture of a handwritten note. And I quickly realized that it was the note from the restaurant 2 weeks ago, and was immediately overcome with emotion. I can read it if you would like me to. Okay. Okay. "She doesn't know it yet, but in 15 days, I will ask her to marry me. I bought the ring 2 days ago. I could have just as easily bought it 1 year and 3 months and 25 days ago. That was our first date, and I knew then I could never live without her. Her love sustains me on the worst of days, but knowing she will forever be mine is enough to know that I can never have a truly bad day again. She loves all of me, all the time, and tells me every day, though she doesn't need to. I know exactly how she feels. It doesn't feel right to call her my girlfriend. She is, more simply and more importantly, my person. In 2 weeks, she will be my fiance. I can't wait." And it was signed CC. I don't know, it's exactly how we still feel about each other now. The moment of getting engaged was really meaningful, but I think that moment might hold stronger in my memory only because it was very personal and intimate. So it kind of felt, even though we were away from Over the Moon Cafe, it felt like Over the Moon Cafe was a big part of that story. I love that it's a place that we can go, at least as long as it's open, and relive that moment. I also love it because it feels so quintessentially Tacoma. There's just something really real and authentic and unpretentious about this place. And I love that it is a part of our story because Tacoma is a huge part of our story. I mean, our first house we bought together was in Tacoma. And we have no plans of leaving Tacoma. And strangers intentionally collide with each other and want to know about their lives and know their stories. And I love that that restaurant does that in a really real way.